This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been 20 years since the federal government set itself a goal of awarding 5% of its contracts every year to women-owned small businesses. Number of years it has met that goal? Yeah, exactly zero. So, seeing as how the new federal fiscal year just started and as how October is also Women's Small Business Month, we thought we'd have a look at why. Ashley Milne-Tite has that story.
There are a lot of great things about being a federal contractor. It can be lucrative, your business grows faster than other businesses, and having that relationship with a federal agency can open a lot of doors. But Denise Barreto had another reason for signing up.
What motivated me to become a contractor on all levels for the government was the second I set foot inside of it and saw how it was run.
Let's just say she knew the government could benefit from her business sense and efficiency. Barreto got her first close-up look at local government when she was elected to her village board several years ago. Her company is called Relationships Matter Now. It does strategic planning, and it has landed some government work, but a federal contract has proved elusive.
I was in the system from 2012, and I'm 0 for 8. I don't have a problem saying 0 for 8 on the contracts I've bid on.
And what does that mean?
It means I bid 8 times and I haven't gotten one.
It takes most people a while to land a contract. Lynn Beeman is CEO of North Carolina company Highlands Environmental Solutions. She bid for the first time this summer.
We just found out about 2 weeks ago that we didn't get it.
She says the whole process of certification and putting in a bid was Byzantine. She thinks a lot of women prefer to take care of the business they already have than jump through a series of federal hoops to expand. But she plowed on.
We also have 3 children, 2 biological and 1 adopted from Russia. So I feel like, if I could handle all of the paperwork to get a foreign-born orphan out of another country, then I can probably figure out my way around this maze.
She has other bids out right now. Julie Weeks runs WomenAble, an organization that supports female entrepreneurship. She says many government agencies are making their goal of giving 5% of contracts to women's businesses, but the Department of Defense is missing the target, and that matters.
About 2/3 of federal spending is done by the Department of Defense. And if the Department of Defense does not make that 5% goal, then government-wide it's not going to be met.
She says it's not that women-owned businesses don't meet the DOD's needs. Many make uniforms or do catering. I spoke to one woman who owns a company that bomb-proofs buildings. But Weeks says the DOD is a huge, complicated beast. Moving the needle is tough. Denise Barreto says one reason few women get these opportunities is they don't know enough about them. She says government outreach needs improvement.
No, I don't think they're doing enough. I think having a real sexy website is good. Having an easy website that somebody can maneuver and understand is better. But nothing beats the opportunity for people to have face-to-face interactions with these decision makers.
She says women need more chances to meet representatives from Washington. That's what finally landed Barreto her first small federal contract. This is unusual, but she didn't have to put through another bid. Someone at a federal agency heard her speak at an event, introduced herself, and Barreto ended up with her first opportunity to streamline the government. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.